How about that? 4 minutes after six. The Grease Man in charge at DC 101. Let's snatch up the telephone. Feel free to jump on that thing if you like. 4321-101. There's always room for more happy people. And we'll have a few chuckles. Hello, you're on the air. Hobble.
I say Greasy.
RJ. My neighbor from the rather exclusive Foxhall Road area. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, I'm fine. And you know, thanks to your dog, he helped me out of a rather urgent situation yesterday.
I just sighed a little bit of relief here. Every time you call, there's a problem with my dog. I'm glad to see he helped you. What, did he carry you, from a burning building or something?
Well, no, not actually. You see, I had quite a party at the estate yesterday.
I noticed all the cars in the drive.
You know, I had the live band going and a buffet. It was quite a nice time.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad everybody enjoyed themselves.
Good. Well, Eleanor and I were out on the dance floor. We were really going at it, doing the hully gully and the woolly bully and having quite the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, Eleanor worked herself in such a sweat. She looked a little peaked and fainted away.
Eleanor fainted. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I rushed in the house to look for some ammonia inhalants or some smelling salts for my first aid kit, and I was fresh out.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm afraid I was, so thinking quickly, I took a ladle from the buffet table and walked out and tried to find one of your dog's ploppers.
Uh-huh.
I finally found a rather fresh one and of good consistency. Took the ladle and took a lump, rushed over and just waved it under her nostrils.
Uh-huh.
It worked rather fine. Her eyes teared and her eyes began to flutter.
Uh-huh.
Well, she finally came round, looked up at me and said, RJ, if you're going to perform CPR, I wish you'd face the other way.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.
What else, oh God?